The next stage is preparation. The person is committed to change and is planning to make change in the near future, but is still actively deciding how to change. Person may be making small changes towards target behavior. So the preparation stage is, in my experience, one of the most important stages of bringing about change for people before they get into action. The preparation period includes evaluating what assets and strengths are available for change, who is going to be supporting the change process, what is the environmental context for change, does their environment support change, or is their environment actually a part of keeping change unlikely to happen? In the planning, they are going to be looking at all these aspects of what is going to support and make this change more likely to take place. So they're actively deciding how this is going to work out. In other places in this training, I've referred to the idea of looking at it as if your client is setting off on an expedition. They're going to climb a big mountain, and they can't do it easily on their own, if at all, and they need to put together a team. They need to get all the equipment together they're going to need. They're going to need rations to survive. They're going to need all the kit that they might require to overcome obstacles, and so on. They need people on their team, people who are going to actively support getting up the mountain, as opposed to people who are going to resist, or people who are going to actually actively try to stop you from climbing the mountain. In short, the success of this mission is going to be largely dependent on how well it is planned and prepared for. So this preparation stage is crucial. And again, as I said before, in the contemplation stage, we do not want to rush people to preparation. In the same way, we do not want to rush people from preparation to action, because unless there is sufficient consideration and reflection on how to prepare themselves for these changes or the change that they're making, they are reducing their chances of success. Now, that doesn't mean that they must spend too long in preparation, because you can over prepare. And earlier on in this module, we looked at a coaching session in the 10 session coaching program, which was about planning. And we were looking there at saying there's a sort of balance to be struck. So there isn't a perfect preparation, but there are certainly markers, and there are certainly aspects that is important that are in place for a well-prepared plan that is likely to yield results. The person in the preparation stage, as it said, may be making small changes towards target behavior. So there may be some sort of nibbling around the edges, if you like, that are part of the preparation process. So for instance, there might be some preliminary conversations with people around them. There might be conversations or investigations that they are doing as part of the preparation, and they might be making some changes in those respects, small ones. So that's fine. But overall, this preparation stage is crucial, and done well makes it much more likely that your client is going to pull off the success of the changes. Now, one thing I want to integrate here is the relationship between so-called failure and the preparation phase. Often, when actions do start in the action phase, which I'm going to talk about shortly, the things won't work out as well as thought, in which case we want to be bringing back what we have learned from that back into the preparation stage, so that we can think about how to improve the preparation and planning process. So in the meaning-centered coaching model, Of course, the preparation stage is more or less aligned with the meaning stage and then the integration stage. So in the same way that part of the preparation is very practical and very much about looking at all the different aspects, one of the most important aspects of preparation is to spend enough time considering with our clients the meaning of this change process. What is driving it? What is it? Where do they want to end up? What is their bigger purpose in committing to this change process? And that, of course, is best served by linking it to meaning, to powerful core values, and the idea that they are going to be deepening their relationship with purpose in their lives.